Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
John Mayer has praised and mocked Taylor Swift's new single Lover during a live chat with Shawn Mendes, who of course has just released a remix of the song with Swift.
Love the song. I really like the song. I get a little chuckle because she says, we can keep the Christmas lights up till January. And I go, you're insane. Everyone keeps their Christmas lights up till January. And I go, can you really? Because normally I take my Christmas lights down on December 29th. But anyway.
Do you like the song?
I love the song. I love the song. And I love your work on it. Were you in the same room, or was it sort of hard drive?
No, I was in Australia.
You did yours from somewhere.
Yeah.
Got it.
How cool is that? He recorded his part while he's in Australia.
Technology these days, crazy. And you know what? Taylor can leave her lights up all year if she wants. As yesterday, Billboard announced she's going to be honoured with the first ever Woman of the Decade Award at the annual Billboard Gala.
Australian blues and roots legends John Butler Trio, Xavier Rudd and Josh Pike have just announced another festival down south, this time at Three Oceans Winery in Margaret River. The Good Day Sunshine Festival will take place March 21 with tickets on sale now.
That would make a great Christmas present. Hint, hint. How much do you think it would cost to get Ed Sheeran to play at your birthday party, Gunners?
A lot.
Yeah, well, Gordon Ramsay reportedly shelled out $950,000 to have Ed play at his daughter Tilly's 18th birthday party earlier this month.
That guy's got too much money.
Yeah, and what does $950,000 get you, do you reckon?
Well, you'd hope a pretty lengthy concert and a meet and greet.
Five hit songs and one happy birthday.
For $950,000.
That's six songs for almost $1 million. What on earth? And Gordon Ramsay paid it.
That's a lot of beef Wellington. Nicolas Cage is in talks to play himself.
What?
In a meta movie titled Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Is this a joke?
I'm not actually sure. In the film, Cage would be playing a version of himself as a washed-up actor who gets tangled up with a Mexican drug cartel kingpin.
Right.
The writer said the script was a love letter to Cage. He wasn't mocking him. And Cage is considering it, believe it or not.
Allow myself to play myself.
You're like a cat. The Cat in the Hat.
And if you're a huge fan of the dystopian series The Handmaid's Tale, the author of the novel, Margaret Atwood, is coming to Perth. The famed author will be at Perth's Riverside Theatre March 1st to talk about The Testament, the much-hyped sequel to her seminal novel. Tickets go on sale November 29th.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.